And she's like, okay, y'all, like, I tried, but
I
peace out.
tried.
Peace out. I deuces out. Like, I gotta, I
Yeah.
can't, no more, no more. Right?
I'm out. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to a super special episode of Compassion Fatigue. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elise.
So just to give the lay of the land a little, we're going to talk a little bit about the news, and then we're going to celebrate a little, and then we're gonna have a special announcement.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Packed episode.
Packed episode for
Yeah.
sure.
So, we'll start with what I imagine might be on many people's radars already. We've been counting down the weeks since Breonna Taylor's murders occurred and how long it's been since there have been no arrests. I believe this week makes it week 28 since her murders. And today we're filming on September, is it the 24th?
Yeah.
We're filming on September 24th. This is one day after the grand jury made their rulings on the case, and we still have no arrest for Breonna Taylor's murders.
Yeah.
TLDR.
TLDR. So essentially, we've been hoping that, the officers who are responsible of her wrongful murder would be persecuted. But alas, nay.
Yeah, I believe of the three officers that were involved in the incident, one was fired, and I believe he's going to jail for like excessive force or something like that. But the other two got nothing.
Right.
And even the one who was arrested and fired, it was not for Brianna's murder.
Right.
Brianna, from what I understand, was not even listed as a victim in the court case.
Right. I just don't understand. Like, I just don't understand.
because it's the law.
I've
So,
just had it officially.
yeah, no, I mean, I'm right there with you. Like, I think what the argument is the police had a warrant for that apartment or that home, right? For Brianna's home. The warrant was wrong because they had from what they didn't really have evidence about drug trafficking happening there or anything like that. Like it was the wrong address, whatever. But they did technically have a warrant, so they were able to enter. And because her boyfriend technically fired first at police officers who did not notify them, did not announce their presence. And so for any, I mean, if a person just opened up my door, I'll be like, if I had a gun, I would shoot because I'd be like, oh my God, there's a burglar trying to kill me. But so he shot, and because of that, I think the argument is technically they had the right to fire back. I think what the officer, I don't even want to say his name, I don't even know, and yeah, what he ended up getting indicted for is the fact that he fired off like six rounds into the apartment and willingly endangered people in the next apartment. So Breonna Taylor's neighbors, because it would have shot through the like bullets do not stop in when or like stop in walls, y'all. Like there are special bullets like that, but most bullets do not. They keep going, so they go through walls. And so the court case is around the fact that that police officer purposefully, willingly, knowingly endangered other people in other apartments by recklessly shooting so much.
Right, and they called it wanton endangerment. Three counts of wanton endangerment. Like, I just don't understand. It was so much public outrage, and yet, here we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there is a lot of public outrage about this. There's protests happening everywhere.
Yeah.
For good reason.
For, like, justifiable, absolutely.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Such bullshit right now. Like, fine. Again, let me be devil's advocate. Let me play that game, right? Let's go down this happy trail.
Do we have to?
Let's say they had a justifiable warrant. Let's say, hell, they didn't, but they announced themselves. But hey, they were shot at.
Right.
So they shot back. Let's say all of that. Let's stretch our... Now come with me now. Breathe it in.
I'll try. Okay.
Hallucinate and be delusional with me for a moment.
Okay. All right.
Let's say we are on their side and say all of those actions were justifiable. Breaking in. You know, they were shot at, so they shot back multiple rounds. All of it's justifiable. They still killed a person.
Yeah.
Even if it's manslaughter, it is still killing a person. It doesn't matter that it was a police. They still killed a person. Right? I mean, and legal court systems, all that, like the law, they get real like finicky about their terms. So maybe it's not murder, maybe it's not homicide, maybe it's manslaughter, whatever you want to call it, but it's still some form of a crime that these men should be punished for.
Right. And they done should have been punished for it, you know, like they should have been charged and tried, and yet it's been more than half a year. And then this happens.
We get this bullshit. We get this BS.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly. Truly just reprehensible. And, you know, when I first saw the headlines, I was really excited. I was like, oh, somebody was indicted? Okay, cool. And then I read it. I was like, are you joking? Like.
Again, I'm not saying the crimes that he was indicted for. What was it?
Wanton endangerment.
I'm not saying wanton endangerment is not something that shouldn't be punished. No, he should still be punished for that, right? What he did was still very dangerous. Yes, it's truly luck that no one else in the other neighboring apartments were not hit and not hurt or killed. Right? That's a blessing. So that is something that should be punished. But Breonna Taylor's murder should also be punished. Her death should matter. Her death,
and it does, her life and her death, they matter. They do matter, and it needs to be recognized in the court of law that she matters.
Right.
Present tense. So I mean, it's not the conclusion of the story that we wanted. It's not the one that we deserved, but it's in pure 2020 fashion, it's the one that we got.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah, this is the ending we got. I'm my optimistic, my hopeful self is like, hopefully there will be, this is not the ending, that we have an epilogue, if not multiple epilogues to come, if not sequels.
Yes.
But this is, yeah, this is what we got right now. And y'all ready for protest round two, 2020?
Yeah, I mean, y'all, if you are of voting age, please vote. Please vote. Please go out and do something. Be safe, but please do something.
Vote.
Help.
Vote. You can still register to vote. You can still request an absentee ballot if you don't feel comfortable going to the polls. Do it. Yeah. It matters. It really does.
It really does.
Anyways.
Yeah. And so, in other sobering news, a few days ago, we received word that the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Queen Extraordinaire, has passed away.
Yes.
I mean, what is there that hasn't already been said about her, right? Like, trailblazer, amazing queen, icon, like,
right, truly a hero.
Yeah,
an inspiration. Like, Yeah, I mean, what else? Yeah, what more could we say that has not already been said?
Right.
We lost an American hero. We lost a true American icon. We lost a voice of reason. And I don't know if you've seen these videos, but like we're both on TikTok. So when the news broke, I saw a lot of TikToks that were in a similar vein, which was basically, when the people were like, "Oh, when I got this news, I should have felt sad. I should be mourning. I should be so sad of losing someone this great." But instead of that, the first emotion I felt was fear. Fear of what is coming next. Not sadness, not grief, not, pain of losing someone like that. It was fear.
I mean, like you said, she's been our voice of reason for our entire lives and the entire lives of a lot of people, right? Like she's been in the Supreme Court making rational decisions for a long time. And without her, it feels scary to imagine a justice system where, justice may not be served. And it's kind of sort of the theme of this half of the episode is like justice just not being served and fear for the future. And of course, like our thoughts and good vibes and whatnot go to her family and all of the, people that she is close to who are still, in mourning and things like that. But she did so much for her country, and she will, there's children's books that I see about like women leaders and like geared at empowering little girls and young women, and she's been immortalized in those books rightfully, and I think she will not soon be forgotten. All of her good deeds and everything she stood for. Her frickin' necklace, not her necklace, the collar. The collar, yeah. I mean, icon, hello. Like.
So iconic. Yeah, no, she will be remembered. We will dearly miss her. I'm sure she's in a much better place now. And she's like, okay, y'all, like I tried, but peace out.
I
Peace out. I deuces out. Like I gotta, I can't, no more, no more. Right?
I'm out.
But yeah, like you said, our thoughts and our condolences to her family, to her husband, to her loved ones. The pain we feel, I can only imagine what they're feeling and going through, so. But yeah, so I mean, to kind of repeat what Emily has said earlier, please go vote.
Yeah, please.
Again, go vote. Like, I get it. You by there, sitting there alone, you're thinking, oh, hey, one vote, what can I do? But like, there are a million of you, like, not maybe a million, but like thousands of you guys. So if all thousands of you guys actually voted, it would make an actual difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So please go vote.
Please go vote. And
We.
I know sometimes it's hard to make the time, but this is not the only year that you should vote. You should also vote in local elections. They aren't as glitzy and they don't capture the attention of us as the public. But, in our messed up little electoral college system, like that's what matters. That's kind of why we're in the situation right now with Trump and why we're in the situation with W, So yeah, it's just very important, very, very important, y'all. Because right now we don't have the Elise dictatorship that we deserve.
I'm working on it.
Yep,
Working on
working
it.
on it,
Give me a
but
little
we
time.
don't have it quite yet. So until then, please vote until Elise does not give you the power anymore.
But it'll be okay because it'll be utopia.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, go vote.
All right, so we have a little celebration as we
Yes.
move forward. So it has been over a year since we have created this channel. Elise and I first, we actually talked about this over boba, which is like the most Asian American thing ever. I remember. We went
Because,
to,
yeah, because I
huh?
had just gotten back from my trip.
Yes, we went to
Right?
eat hot pot, which is delicious.
Yes.
Yeah,
And
and
then we
then
went to Ding Ti? Was it Ding Ti?
ding tea or share tea? I think it was ding tea. Yeah.
Oh no, it might have been E T.
Oh,
There's too many
you know, it was
T's.
ET. You're right.
There's too many
In
T's.
that plaza,
Right,
yeah.
right. I think it's next to Ding Ti, but like yeah.
I don't even know how it came up, but we kind of just wanted a creative outlet. We're both a little burned out from, and we still are a little bit burned out from being grad students and writing and all that stuff, and we just wanted to do something fun, which is kind of how we named the channel as well, like Compassion Fatigue.
Like we were tired.
Yeah, we're tired. As helping professionals, part of our jobs is to care about people, and sometimes we get tired. It's a normal part of being psychologists. And so it's been over a year, and so just wanted to celebrate that and thank you all for watching and listening on our podcast.
And if I can get this to work. I'm feeling
Yes.
really badly right now.
Oh, don't feel bad.
But we wanted to celebrate.
We did.
And so, for anyone who does not know, both Emily and I are Slytherin. And so, of course, Slytherin pride.
Cookies and Slytherin candle, which is like amazing. Since we're not at the same place, I have Halloween Trader Joe's Oreos.
Right. But cookies. I
Yes.
don't like cake, so no cake. Cookies.
Yeah, cookies for us
Yay.
today.
So virtually 1, 2, 3.
Two, three. I think you
Yay.
did most of the legwork there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for 1 year. Yeah, like Emily said, like this was kind of a weird over boba, harebrained, let's do this thing that we're we were in the boba shop as we made the account, like our like Compassion Fatigue accounts and stuff,
Yeah.
and then we actually did it and we've kept it up for a year and it's been a pretty cool journey, like going from
Yeah.
figuring out how do we film, how do we do audio, lighting, cameras, to how do we do this at a distance, because that's what our life became.
Yeah.
To how do we create content, and then how do we do stuff that's different and fun but also engaging for us all. And it's feels both longer and shorter than a year, if that makes sense.
I definitely agree with that. Yeah. 'Cause when I think about our like earlier videos, like prior to beginning this channel, Elise and I had known each other and were colleagues and friends for like 3, 4 years thereabouts. But then even just watching the older videos, it's like you can kind of see our friendship like progressing too, which is really cool to watch. 'Cause we've known each other, but we were able to weekly get together and collaborate on
Right.
stuff, and
Right. And
yeah.
the thing is, it's like though we work together and we do a, I mean, we are like truly like my research buddy. Like Emily is like my research buddy. Like I do everything with her. But
Yeah.
because we're in different departments, our classes don't overlap. Our technically we're on different floors in the same building, so we don't really share space at all.
Right. You were a year ahead of me coming in.
Yeah, that too. And then like
So.
also technically like our departments don't really interact in any, or our programs don't interact in any way. Like No
Not
one
really.
knows anyone, like no one from counseling psych
No.
knows school psych. They might know you because of me, but that's like the extent of
Right.
their school psych knowledge.
Literally, yeah. So like when I mentioned people to people in school psych, like, oh, you know, like so and so from counseling psych, they're like, you know? And so I feel like we were kind of, I don't know, the Lone Rangers in a sense, kind of
Right.
like trying to work together because our research interests are very close, despite
Right.
being in different departments, yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I feel like though we had like, what, yeah, three, four years? 4 years
4 years.
before we started this, like we were close, but we just didn't have as much time together. And then, yeah, this allowed us to really connect every week. Like, and like we talk before as we plan what we're gonna record, and we like, you know, talk about way more stuff than we actually end up recording, and we're like texting each other different things throughout the week. So like definitely I think you can see that progression and development. I think like we've all like we had reached that point professionally, but definitely like personally, like our relationship has grown, which is cool and I love it.
Yeah, and I think it's really unique to be able to like see it happen, you know?
Right.
Like, not a lot of people can say like, "Hey, we televised our friendship for like a year."
We did, and we did it at a distance.
We did, which is really cool, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
yeah, so it's been a great year. But we believe it is now a time for a transition.
Right. So, some of you that may just listen to our podcast might not know this, but we have, a YouTube channel. And in addition to doing this weekly show, we do what we've been calling fun videos, where we kind of just like do whatever we want. We play games, we react to music that we like, we react to shows that we like, and recently we've been getting a lot of attention for our reaction videos. And it's been really fun to kind of interact with the audience in that way. In the sense that like you guys, I don't know why I say they, like third person, y'all have been like, really engaged with our newer content and leaving comments, and we want to respond to everything, and we want to like, just interact with you guys. And as a result, we're making the decision at this point to kind of transition to more of the fun, creative, content that is already up on our YouTube.
Right. And the thing is, when we first began this, our intent was we want a creative, fun outlet that wasn't so related to our professions necessarily, or like our professional identities, because we like it was supposed to be for fun. It was supposed to be something we could do to recharge. And then I think we felt like, I guess we kind of fell into it again. Because of our identities as Asian Americans, as psychologists, as being in the kind of a niche field where like we should use this to do more. And so that's why, and we kind of did more of the quote unquote serious content, the podcasts, the compassion fatigue episodes, and the WTFs. Again, not to say we didn't enjoy it. We love it. We love being able to share news and our reactions and like, be able to communicate in that way. But yeah, they're the traction we've gained with more of the fun videos has been more invigorating at this point. It might be because like there's no happy news to share right now, so it's like every single time
That's
we're
definitely a
talking.
big part. I'm sorry, go
No, I'm just saying every single time we're doing an episode, we're like, okay, there's more bad news. I guess we're sharing bad news, and then it's like, oh my God, right?
Yeah. Because it's all important things, that we want to talk about, but it's also for us, like, contributing to even more compassion fatigue in some
Right.
ways.
Yeah. So in a way, we're kind of going back to our first intentions when we first created this channel, which was let's have fun. So we are, I guess, long story short, TLDR, Compassion Fatigue, the podcast slash video visual podcast, is going on hiatus. We are putting it on hold. I don't want to say we're ending it because I don't know if we'll ever pick it back up. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Life happens. We'll see. But we're pausing on this part. And we're going to be doing some different content from now on, and just trying different things out to see what feels good to us, what's recharging for us, again, what's fun, and it's also fun for everyone watching.
Right.
We're still going to try and figure out ways to still share our opinions and, you know, still, you know, share some news about psychology and bring that to you guys. We're going to figure out what that looks like, but yeah, it's just not going to be as often, if that makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. We still are playing with the idea of continuing to do the WTF episodes monthly. Let us know what you think about that. We really enjoy being angry, and you know, we, like Elise said, we've been enjoying all of the episodes, but you know, now I feel like we're getting to the point where you know, there's a lot of other fun stuff that we just want to do, and we want to kind of explore that.
Yeah.
We've been around for about a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, growing and changing and transitioning is good. Like, I think a lot of people see that as being bad or, like, undesirable, but I think it can be painful, but it's always good. And so we're growing. We're growing as a channel. We're growing as creators. And we're going to try new things and see where it takes us. I'm not even closing any doors. I've left all open all the doors. So
yeah, they're all open. Yeah.
We'll come back to things if we feel like it. We'll try new things. Let us know. Like, yeah, I mean, we love getting feedback. So let us know what you like, what you don't like. Mm-hmm. And we'll do what you like more, what we like more.
Yeah. This is not goodbye, of course. If you're seeing us on YouTube, we're still gonna pump out videos twice a week, new content. And if you are hearing our voices through the podcast world, you know, don't unsubscribe. We will still keep bringing content to you guys. Perhaps not as regularly as every week, but we'll still have content for you.
Right. Or you can come over to the YouTube.
Can also come over to the YouTube if you would like.
The YouTube.
I'm a huge podcast for the YouTubes. We're so old, y'all. I like podcasts, so
yeah. I'm just realizing, yeah. I'm like, I said the YouTube. Anyways.
Yeah, we've established that world.
Anyways. Again, yeah, thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Again, mm-hmm. We're not going away, we're just shifting. So stay with us. Watch some fun stuff.
Yeah. We've got lots of fun stuff. Hours of fun stuff.
Yes. Many, many fun stuff.
Literally. All right. Well, until next time.
Bye.
Bye. But yeah, so this is not goodbye. This is, you know, welcoming in, ushering in a new year
of fun times, y'all.
Yep. It is a metamorphosis. That didn't go quite the way I wanted it to.
It went exactly how I wanted it to go.
I need butterfly wings.
Yeah, you need like a reveal.
But like, I'm not savvy enough to make that happen. Anyways.
Oh, I was thinking like literally like Party City. Like, get wings. Okay, goodbye.